I'd like to call the June 12th Select Board meeting in order, and would you all rise as a pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Andrew.
And Boyd is absent one more week. Approve the minutes of May 22.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as read on May 22nd.
Second that.
Second. Does anybody have any corrections or questions? Or?
That's fine with me because we get this in the email earlier. In the,
okay.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Department reports, highway.
All right, so some of the main things we did in May, we had a pretty heavy rain the beginning of May that caused quite a few washouts across town, so something we were kind of cleaning up and fixing for the first couple of weeks of May. Did some ditching work on Critchett Road, some culvert work on Palmer Road, and then we did tree brush clearing on Brown Road and Tower Hill Road in preparation for some of the road work we're doing this summer, and then just patching as needed. And that's all I have, barring any questions. We did grade the other day up there on Donovan.
They're so thankful for that, because they have, I was telling them, they have like 50 cars twice a day. You know, that's a big difference.
Is that approach onto Donovan Road, is that holding up better now or no?
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. It definitely still gets potholed. It's going to.
Well, that's because everybody stopped and they take off.
Exactly.
And it gets
and they probably take off with great zealous,
especially
right?
Especially on that road because it's actually a little bit blind pulling out of there.
Yeah,
you know, it's not the greatest spot to pull out of. But.
Good. Thank you very much.
I did have a question about Healy Road.
Yeah.
The damages that happened in that last storm, it was going to get read.
So I've been talking to Mark, and we're going through Eversource. They put in a claim number for their insurance.
Yep.
And we're kind of waiting for the insurance to go through. I haven't gotten a ton of communication back from the gentleman that's kind of my contact at Eversource, so I've kind of been going through Mark.
Yep.
And the plan is to have that taken care of as soon as possible. Yeah. I'm not really 100% sure what's taken a long time, but I don't know if it's just because it's a larger company. It takes a while to go through the chain.
Part of it was the towing company that caused.
No, it was all Eversource, as far as I know, because I got kind of the report from the Eversource guys.
Yep.
And it was actually the big marks that you can see that are right
the
through the pavement. Those are from the guys with the tire trains trying to get each other out.
Yeah.
And then there's one bigger one that's just kind of going in place that's pretty deep. It's probably like 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
So we're going through it. They are going to fix it. They just, I don't know if it just takes time. But the plan for that is pretty much to mill out the bad spot and repave that whole section.
Somebody just asked me about it during the yard sale.
Yeah, no.
Saturday.
It's definitely something that is in the works to get taken care of. It's just taking a little bit of time.
Sounds good.
Unfortunately.
Whoever does the milling and the paving, can you make sure that they do the transitions right?
Yeah.
So there's not a ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure who Eversource has do their paving, but I mean, I'll be there the day that they
pave.
Okay,
good. Because that's a trick. That's.
Oh, yeah.
It's a talent to make that come out right.
Yeah.
And you send them to Route 495. It is terrible. Bridges and everything else.
Oh,
boom, boom.
495.
Oh, I was going to say, didn't something break on
495? That was on 95.
Oh, 95.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about 495. You know,
yeah, 495 is in tough shape.
Yes.
But it has been for a number of years.
Decades.
Oh, really?
Has the board got anything else for Jeff?
No.
Congratulations.
Yes, and a new daddy.
A new baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I just
boy or girl? All right, cool.
Boy.
Boy.
That's why he's so happy.
Hey.
Okay, good. So that's what guys want.
Healthy. That's good.
Yeah, right. And healthy.
That's great.
Yeah. I did let the board know that we did meet with Jeff on the planning board for the CIP and did a great job putting together his part of the CIP. So I think we're all set with them.
Great.
Police.
Good evening. Our numbers year to year are the same from last year and this year to date. And ironically, they're exactly 346 both years to date, how that came out. We've been steady. Nothing earth shattering, but some vandalism, some identity fraud. Seem to be a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
A lot of people having problems. I don't know where the breach is on their identity, but they're getting credit cards in the mail. They're getting calls saying they signed up for something that they didn't put their name in for. It's all a financial connection. And, we haven't had any recent scams as far as successful, but there is the grandmother scam going around. With people calling up with this artificial intelligence talking like the son, a daughter, a grandson. It's happened in some areas not that far away from here. Something to, you know, keep your eyes open for, but it's bound to happen here at some point. Hopefully we can get something out on the social media and stuff like that comes up. The younger guys jump onto the Facebook and stuff and put it out. So should be seeing something on that front. The speed signs out around town, I don't know if you guys have seen that. We're trying to move that around in certain areas, target certain areas. Really haven't heard much feedback on it from anybody, but it's around. Next place we're going to put it is down by the daycare on Main Street. That section is kind of congested down there, and get it off the main road and get it on the side roads. I think it would be more beneficial. The in-car camera project, it's coming together. And same thing with the laptop installation with the grant for the laptops. A lot of things happening as far as the technological side. And Phil McPherson's been great. He's been working with Block 5, working with Motorola, working with Glacier. There's been a lot of bugs, we'll leave it at that. A lot of little issues to get these cameras working, get these laptops going. So Phil's done a tremendous job. Hopefully we'll get all that stuff up and running in the next couple of weeks. I signed a parade permit for a road race on Old Home Day, part of an Eagle Scout project, and Jack Maurice is in the back of the room. If the board has anything to say or ask questions about the project, it's a road race on Old Home Day, starting over at the CYAA. I don't see any issues with it. They're going to have people out there with the right attire and whatnot, so.
Is that anything you wanted to share with the board on that, or?
It's you.
All right. Should I go back?
Yeah.
We won't hurt you, we promise. Well, I don't think. I can't talk for Russ.
Sorry.
All right, so.
Your name first. And
Jack Maurice.
Okay.
And I have a couple of stuff. I want to do an outdoor fitness station at the CYA. It'll have a pull-up bar, a dip station, and a sit-up station. And then there's like a picture of generally what it might look like.
There, yeah.
And then, it's not a great picture, but that little square there, actually, that was where we were going to put it. We might have to put it in a different spot. So, still working with them to figure out where to put it.
Okay.
And why I want to make the station, I have a strong passion for fitness, and I wanted to do something original, so thought this would be a cool idea.
Where's the actual road race going to go, you know, direction?
It's going to start at the CYAA.
Yeah.
And then, where should you go from there? Left.
Up 27?
Yeah, Derek Reese. It's going to go left out of CYA, down Raymond Road, Main Street, across the rail trail, back up Patton Hill, and back into CYA.
Okay.
And that's going to be the fundraiser for his project.
Yes.
Oh nice. Yes. Good idea.
Good.
You all want to sign up for?
I was waiting for somebody to talk smart like that.
Well, you know it would be me.
There is a sign-up web page.
No, I was kidding about that. It's a great idea.
They take walkers and...
Yeah, if you want to walk it, you can.
Walkers in?
Put me in the walker and then I'll go.
Can you use a walker? On a motorcycle, will that work?
Yeah, we're just being funny.
Thank you.
It's a great idea.
You're done, yes. Putting a lot of time into that. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Now, is that going to be expandable as well? So, like, if you get a lot of community interest in it, is it something that you'll be able to expand on?
The fitness station?
Yeah.
Yeah. The CYA said something similar, like, if it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I make more money than I could, absolutely add more.
Awesome.
Great. Right.
Yes.
Good idea. Good
Thank
idea.
You very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good luck.
Good. Is that covering the old home days parade too? That
a separate parade permit for that.
Separate. Okay.
Yeah, that's been signed, and Hannah Lewis took care of that. That's been sent to the state.
Okay. Okay.
Good. That's all you got. I had one question about speed signs. It's to me, it's crazy to have in front of first stop 35, then it goes to 50, and then before it gets up here to 43, it's 45. Yeah. Is there any way that that can come in between so and leave it consistent through that old stretch?
Possibly.
It makes no sense to me to have three different speed limits in less than a mile.
Funny you mention that. Someone was just talking about lowering the speed limit down where Copart, the court, CYAA, drop it down to like 40. Maybe the whole
Make
thing goes
down. Make it 40
all
45. The way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I've been stopped. And you go by first stop.
Oh, they know better, don't they?
No, I didn't stop. But
his wife's
you, if, even if you slow down there, by the time you get to the bottom by the steel place, you're doing 46 without touching anything. It should be... I think 40 is reasonable, I think, right up through there.
I see.
But that's just my thought. It's not...
35 by my house, please.
35 all the way. Yeah.
No, he shouldn't want anybody by our house, really.
Yeah, really.
I'm dealing with those guys. I'm still waiting for...
I know.
I've been following up with them, and I think the guy that I've been dealing with got a promotion.
Oh, really? So he can ditch you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going in circles with those guys to try to get information on the intersection issues that we dealt with 6 months ago.
There's still exciting things that happened at that intersection that are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I see it a lot. I travel with every day. I'm driving a lot of
crazy.
I got to take this call if you excuse me.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Fire. We don't have Boyd, so... Yeah, that looks like they have regular truck maintenance training on the Copart house. The Copart house, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And EMS training. They had a total of 47 calls.
EMS was 32.
27. Where do you get 32?
EMS, top line. 32 incidents.
I got 27 EMS calls, excluding vehicle accident with injury. 27.
Okay, so.
Oh, you're on the second page.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, this is excluding vehicle accident.
Right.
Injury. Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah, they include other EMS calls, right?
Yeah.
So you've been busy. I know I've seen the ambulance out, so. They're working. The board have anything they want to add or ask about the fire report?
Who's going to answer it?
I have something, but I think I'll wait till Boyd comes back. Yeah, it's about the grant.
Grant? Yeah, they're sat in the ballroom. Rolling on that.
He can't be the administrator, Jeff.
Jeff can't, no. He said there's a conflict,
So real.
But he is instrumental in finding the right person to do it, so. Okay.
Building.
All right, building. In April, we did total of 62 permits, 75 inspections, with a monthly revenue of $6,281.50. In May, we did a total of 66 permits, 81 inspections, and a total revenue of $6,918.76. And with the code enforcement, everybody's slowly but consistently cleaning up their property.
So you've had good positive response from all those issues?
Well, one person's giving me a hard time. They're sending me pictures of stuff when it's getting hauled out.
Great.
Another, down on Old Canyon Road, you've got another couple trucks going out.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, I have noticed he has done quite a bit of cleaning up up there.
Yeah, I give him a week. If I don't see any improvement, I stop by or I call him, and then I go, yeah, and they start cleaning again.
And the one next door, we haven't done anything there yet, right?
No, it's tough with that one because the statute and the zoning only says junk yards. He has a junkie yard.
Right.
He doesn't have anything on the zoning that says he has to remove.
I know.
I mean, I'll talk to him when I see him out there. Huh? There's really nothing I can enforce.
I said fine line there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What about the, was Blevins' property sold?
Yes.
Did it get sold?
That guy has been, and the gentleman has been working on cleaning it up.
So nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah. It just because he called, but you could play the play. The Blevins Drive one.
That right across from the bank.
By the bank, yeah.
Yeah, he hauled out a boat, a couple jet skis, and he's working on the vehicles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drive down that road every day, just so that they know him.
Right.
They come out and wave me a few times.
Do they?
Yeah.
A friendly way?
Yeah.
You got a trailer out of there, too. That was in
there. They're working on it.
You should. Hey.
Thank
good
you, Rob.
Great.
Yes.
Solid waste.
Total waste, 106 tons in May of 23. Recyclables, 24 tons, almost 25 tons.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The the revenue for year to date in 21 is $13,305. Scrap metal came in at $1,714 and plastic, $1,620 in revenue, 27,000 pounds. I think one of the things, that project is 99% completed. The
brush pile?
Brush pile for burning and for leaves. It came out very nice. Yeah. People are very happy with it.
I didn't realize the extent of that whole project. Came out really nice.
Right, and one nice thing is going to be after it rains, they're not ankle deep in water puddles. And the other thing we blacktopped right near the in front of the swap shop.
Yep.
In the winter time, we couldn't put salt down, but it would be all ice. Some nice things are happening. And yesterday, I'm going to say the swap shop closed. They wouldn't take any more because after the
that's right, the townwide.
So I mean, people can come back, but they can only sort through so much, is what it allows to. So
they do a great job over there, I'll tell you.
So what I'm saying is it's there, and Jeff has put together with Chuck a nice package flow of for customers. They can come in, back in, dump and leave, and the other factor that had to be considered was that the employees can see people what they're putting in.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, it makes a difference. Pallets are not supposed to be put into the brush pile, so they've got to be able to.
Do they have to go in the debris, the construction debris? Or?
Yeah, construction debris. And if they're brand new pallets, fine.
Are they stacked up? Because a lot of people are using them for stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. And so what I'm saying, we can use them at the swap shop.
Right.
Or not swap shop, but at the itself.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes in and says, gee, can I have a pallet? There's no problem,
perfect.
At that point. But Jeff had some good workers down there that got that.
Came out good?
Yes, yes.
Good.
So.
Thank you. Is there any budget updates too, or no?
No, just a meeting Wednesday.
Okay. Were there any other reports or something anybody wanted to share?
What are the budget meetings going over this time of year?
There's a lot of new members, so basically just familiarizing them. And the school ends at the end of June.
Yeah.
But basically, we'll have a meeting in June, and then they usually cancel one in July because it's before budgets start.
Yeah.
Like that.
All right. Update on the permit fee schedule. Was this you, Rob?
One of the towns that I know very well did a couple months research of looking at all area towns in the state of New Hampshire permit fees. And one of the reasons I wanted to go with this one is they did all the research. And Candier is really low on the permit fees. We have in Candier, if you pull a permit to put one electrical box in, $70. Hmm. If you pull a permit to wire a brand new house from scratch, $70. So when you do an inspection, 5 minutes for one or an hour for another, it's still the same price.
Right.
So that's why this one has miscellaneous. It tells you all the permit fees for electrical, plumbing, or if you're building a new house, what the fees are. But it just, it makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. And I brought this in so you can take a look at it. It's, I think it's a good fee schedule.
Are you talking about what one are you on?
Yeah, this is the proposed one.
Because we've got this here, that's why I was...
That's the current.
That's Candy's current.
Right, okay.
Okay.
You know, and this one has, separates it out, foundation fees. A lot of times they'll get even a foundation permit only. So instead of having to try and separate it from the regular permit, straight fee for the foundation, you want to figure out what the building fee will be. Mm-hmm. And I did do an average size house in Candier. It's like $200 more to build a regular house in Candier with a new one versus the old fees. But what happens is it's less for the house but more for the tradesman. So instead of a $70 fee for a new house, they're going to, an electrician's going to be paying $240.
So this is what you like, what we're seeing here?
Yeah, this was just redone in 2023 by another town, and they spent a couple of months going around getting all the research.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
You know, and the commercial's a lot more. Even with commercial in Canada, $70 for a brand new commercial building where we got to do the inspections for the electrical. And with this one, commercial would be $300 to do an commercial building.
So does this kind of address that issue we had back over the winter with the not so happy person about the fee for the HVAC system?
Because
it was based on BTUs,
right?
Where this just simplifies it down to one price, right?
Right.
Which makes a lot more sense.
Right.
Do you want this to go into effect?
If the board's okay with it, I'd like this to go into effect.
I mean, Brian,
yep,
I don't know
absolutely.
If you need a motion.
Yeah,
so
I'd like to have a motion, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to, I don't want to say increase, that sounds bad.
To adopt.
Update, yes, a permit fee schedule as enclosed or whatever. We can have it for an addendum, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Effective July 1st, you said?
Yeah. If you give us enough time to get the information.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions, board members?
Is that enough? You're talking 15 days type of thing, is that?
Yeah, we'll get it to the
webmaster
tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Put it on the website. And anybody pulling permits, I'll let them know that the permit fee will change on July 1st.
Good.
Now, we actually had a guy come in the other day and pulled a permit for electrical and couldn't believe how cheap it was.
Good.
Be able to wire in a whole house for $70.
Do I have a second? Is there a second?
Yeah,
I'll second.
Okay. Any other questions, really?
Yes.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, Russ,
thank
for
you
doing
for doing
that.
Yes.
All
this.
Thank you.
Flooring project. Is that you, Patrick?
Well,
Not really.
It's still in the beginning phase. We're just trying to work out when to get it done, how to get it done.
Yep.
But I was just talking with Brian, and the PD, because Karen's stuff is connected, the facts, you know, the dispatch. There's so much connected to it. She was like, well, I don't want to do my, can I get,
can I do my office?
And we're all kind of like, I guess you don't. So we have the whole police department, the new building coming up. We thought maybe we should just postpone it. I don't know. What do you think? And just
I would do it when they move out.
Honestly, I'd get it done.
If we're going to do one section of the floor.
Well, that's the thing. So should we just wait?
I would like to get it all done.
Yeah.
All
right.
So doesn't it give us kind of an opportunity to clean out an area as well? And
well, I mean, maybe you know, I don't, like, does that stuff need to be connected like 24/7, like dispatch? I mean, there are things in there that need to be connected? Cause
dispatch
is
all.
Yeah, we'd have to work around it.
Well, it goes to Rockingham,
I mean,
too, after
to
hours.
County,
yeah. I personally don't have a problem with putting that room off, doing everything else.
Well, it seems, well, I mean, yeah, either way.
Well, even if we're in the future, if the police aren't here, aren't we going to use that space?
Yeah.
So
maybe.
Yeah, but we don't know the configuration.
I see.
Things may change. That's why I kind of
knock down a wall.
You know,
we do the rest of it
and leave hers alone for now.
So what are you saying? Do just up to the door?
Yeah.
Well, there's like a hallway on the other side.
It's a hallway.
There's
a good place to start.
So there's the hallway and then the lobby.
Because we don't know what the configuration future would be if we get the new PD built.
Space in there. So we'll just leave Karen's office. Right, so I'm going to work on that. It's going to probably take about 2 days. I'm trying to work with Donna Hetzel so she can close on Friday because she wants to take some vacation time. So
okay.
It's either probably going to be July or it's going to be August, but I will let you know when. And we still haven't seen the samples from the lady, so.
Does Karen want this space done? Is it
bothering
her?
She'd rather not.
She's rather not, because it's just.
Wait. She works in it.
There's 4 big file cabinets.
Yeah,
there's.
Why don't we wait if she doesn't?
I mean, if anything, if he was concerned about getting stuff moved, we could always hire Steve and his guys to do it. You know what I mean? If that was the concern, but I don't think that seems to be.
No, it seems like more of the connection,
more than
the wiring,
yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff is sensitive, and it doesn't like being unplugged and plugged back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take lots of pictures.
Is the flooring downstairs only?
It's going to be their break. I would think their break room. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be upstairs as well.
Yeah.
Floor's been pretty rough shape up there.
No, that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
It's bad shape up there.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you're talking just the hallway down here,
yep.
And then the hallway upstairs.
Hallway into the PD, that lobby area.
Are you putting tile or
it's like
or?
It's a wood looking
like vinyl,
planks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then
it's pretty durable.
Taking care of the steps going up.
We're going to put an escalator in.
Don't say the E word.
Wait, no. What about a chair?
I said escalator.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking elevator.
Put a chair.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the stairs could probably.
But no, I mean.
The stairs are not.
The stairs are carpet, correct?
Yeah, and it's bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
So, I don't think that's figured into it.
Okay. We didn't get a quote for that.
It could be.
We could. Yeah.
Well. Fine. I mean, we get something done.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
So what say you all?
All right. So I'll update you. Yeah, everything but Karen's. I'll figure out what Donna Hetzel's doing. It's going to be 2 days. Try to keep the office open Monday, but it might be if you come by. It's going to be a little weird because you're either going to have to come through here or come. Yeah. So you're just going to kind of
or don't
work around. I'll send an email where you can enter.
Yes.
And so.
The window
right.
Service.
We can do that.
Are you good with that, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
So go ahead and just leave Karen's out.
Okay.
Unlicensed dog.
It's the time of year, so this is the warrant.
Yep.
I need the board to sign it. Starting July 1st, there will be the $25 fee. Postcards are going to go out to the dog owners that have not paid. So.
And she'll put that on the website too.
I think she's already got something out that she's, but now it's getting,
yeah,
it's getting serious
it on
now.
Facebook and
yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
So.
So, you guys want to sign? I can give that back to Donna.
Not on there because I did pay mine.
Good, good. That might be an old version because I saw
it. It's still on there?
Name on there, yeah.
Well, I'm not signing it.
I don't want
to sign it.
I mean, we go back and forth through budget season about how bad taxes are and how bad we're squeezing people, and now we're going to start charging people more money.
Well,
it's a per state statute. This is...
Yeah, I think they have.
It's not like we want to do it. It's
state. But is it the rabies? Isn't that a big thing?
There's the rabies, and
I think that's why they make you do it. They want to make sure there's...
I'm crossing my name off.
Okay, that's fine. I can ask for an updated list. I know that you paid.
Cross your name off, Patrick.
I witnessed it. Oh, Pat's not on there. Oh. No. Brian was...
Yours is just a principle of the thing, Patrick. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
nickel and dime.
Dr. Patrick.
That's what it is. Yeah, nickel and dime for everything.
Unfortunately, it's not in the town, like, at the town level.
Let's secede from New Hampshire.
What's that?
I said, let's secede from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Get my tinfoil hat.
Live for your diet, or make sure you pay your diet.
Yeah.
Was there anything else on the new business?
I think that's it for new business.
Okay.
Either I have
other
a couple
business.
Of things.
What do you got?
I have a caterer reached out for me that's doing an event with Candia Springs. I've never had them ask this before, but it is they need a letter from the municipality stating there are no objections for the event to be held at the site. I can come up with a letter saying there's no objections, but I did run it by the board. This is the first.
And they have specific insurance? Kind
of event, yeah, it's like a wine and dine or something. It's outside, but I think it's a catering truck, but it's down at the Candia Springs. So. Yeah,
he has insurance.
This is a Candia Springs. Yeah,
it from the state anyway.
Permission letter from the town in regards to event at Candia Springs. I own a local beverage catering service.
Surprise.
Pours and Petals is what it's called.
First you heard of it?
And then I went to the link.
Oh, really?
It's there. Then I have to get the assembly permit through Bob. Affirmative assembly. So it's. Candia Springs. They're holding an event on the 22nd, rain date, 7/29.
So would you say you're going to draft a letter that we sign that gives them?
If you're okay with that, so that we don't have objections, because it's really to do with Candia Springs, if anything.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
They used to have a spot when it was the old ownership. They had a liquor permit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Candia Springs then, or the vendor.
It's Candia Springs again.
Okay.
This is the vendor that's putting
this in. Is right. Off-site caterer site approval.
Okay. I don't have
I would say as long as they have insurance.
And I can say, well, we don't, the town doesn't. This is really Candia Springs. So.
Not our property. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And also the timber tax, I just officially need the board to just waive that for the foresting they're doing on the town forest. It says that they need it. A vote, so we're not going to tax ourselves.
I thought we talked about that.
We talked about it, but I believe we signed the contract.
Right.
But I don't know if we talked about the.
Do you want?
I can go to the minutes and see. Yep. But I don't think.
So I'll make a motion to blah blah blah.
Waive the timber tax.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Second, anybody?
Second that.
Thanks, Patrick.
And all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
And then we talked about Pat, you're around, Brian's around. Russ, are you around on July 3rd?
Am I around July 3rd?
Yep.
That's a couple weeks away.
It's payroll, and they have to, because the 4th is on a Tuesday, so we definitely need, if we have three, that's fine.
It's Boyd will probably be here.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be active.
I don't think he can go far.
Oh, yeah, he'll
go,
yeah.
I don't have any.
Okay. I know sometimes you take vacations.
That's going to be August.
He does. That's August? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe you'll be around.
Sounds like
you. Between Boyd, you, and Pat, I think we have a
three. Just email me and remind me.
I'll just call you. He's going to get Russ on the phone.
Yeah.
You said Mr. Snow had something for us.
Oh, no, it was the Tim. It was the...
That was it?
I believe that's it. That's all you had, right? Okay.
The only concern I have is the contract says that they must sign. They must.
You said
vote.
Yeah.
To
they
waive
just yeah.
The timber tax.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just did.
That's been taken care of.
Yep.
Good. Thank you.
Here we are right now.
Ta-da.
I can't read that.
Guys out there cutting wood like crazy.
Good.
Okay, someone's out there cutting.
All right.
That was a different piece.
Whatever that is.
We have them all.
Flint Road, Flint.
Are there any other board members that have something on their other business?
No.
The next select board meeting will be June 26th, 2023, 6:30. Public input? Calm down, one at a time.
You have anything?
Nobody on Zoom, right?
Yeah, what?
We will be going into a non-public, and that is, what's the RSA?
Do we have to stop this meeting?
Yeah, we will, but I just want to get this.
91A:3-2C.
Two C, okay, that is the correct one. All right.
Well, thank you all for coming.
Take a motion to come out of public and go into non-public.
Non-public.
I'll second it.
Second it, all in favor?
Mike, at dinner?